Hello, this is Greg Nichols. I'm with Whitefields Ministries. My wife and I conduct a ministry out of Roseville, California. We are a teaching and evangelistic ministry. Thanks for listening to this audio, and hopefully I will have some keys for overcoming addiction right now here for you on this audio. I've worked with many people that are deeply addicted and seen some miraculous Holy Spirit results, and I'm very excited about this. And people need to know what's available to them in the area of addictions. This is huge, in especially in the body of Christ and Christianity. Some of the things going on in there is closet alcoholism and prescription drug use, addiction to prescription drugs, other things, you know, secret sexual sins, pornography, a big one, overeating. People need to lose weight. People, you know, the man whose belly is his God is the enemy of the cross. That's a scripture. You know, people need to get a handle on their eating habits. And so addictions are very common in the world and in Christianity. And addictions, to me, are woundedness from early in life. And that's how a person that's deeply addicted becomes deeply addicted. As they grow older, the addiction grows worse. And the addiction's job, and I believe addictions are from hell, and the addiction's job is to kill the person. And as I watch people that are deeply addicted, each year in life, they grow worse and worse and worse until finally they're at such a level that they are consuming their substance abuse or overeating or doing something that is going to let them die in their 50s or 60s, way below the standard of long life that God wants to give a person. And so what I find is addictions, like many say alcoholics have a sickness, but to be honest with you, the root of addiction is always the same no matter what the addiction, whether it be tobacco chewing or smoking or alcoholism. So really, if you're going to categorize one addiction as a sickness, then you would need to categorize them all as sicknesses. And the truth is, although addictions do alter the body, substance and chemicals, and puts them in a state of ill health, it is not a mental sickness. As the Bible would call it, it is a sin. Addictness is a sin. Addictness is a dark part of our minds. Addictions are a dark part of our minds, a path we go down, a destructive path. And I'm just telling you that if you are at a younger age right now, you need to get out of that addiction right now. Because the older you get, the harder it gets to get out of it, and the worse it gets. Your flesh is never satisfied. It keeps becoming more and more consumed with that addiction. Over at NASA, they have a principle in rocket telemetry where if a rocket is slightly off, or a missile or a spaceship is off just by a micrometer of a meter or an inch or something as it takes off, it's going to be off by miles once it travels a certain long distance in space. So that's kind of the way it is with people, is after many years where you just have this very slight addiction, it is very huge and deep, and it's miles off from where you need to be in life. So I find that the root of addictions is sin, and I'm going to get in a little bit, I'm going to get to a scripture giving you even a more deeper root to think about. But the solution for addictions is the Word of God. Biblically, it's the Word of God and the power of the Holy Spirit, and the fruit of the Holy Spirit, self-control and love. And I'm going to talk to you in a moment about the role that love plays. And I just want you to see that there's a common cause of addictions, and it's very ungodly, demonic, evil, It's an attack on men. But Jesus Christ was manifest to destroy the works of the devil and of evil. And so therefore, Jesus is the Word of God. Jesus is the Word made flesh. And the Word dwelt among us, John 1. And so I want you to see that the Word of God and Jesus and the power of the Holy Spirit is your answer for your addiction. So in this little overview here, of which there are many more teachings that we have, you can see that in the offer on the webpage you're on here. I want you to get a little overview of what we're talking about on biblically removing addictions. The first step to remove addictions is you need to be born again. You need to receive Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior. If you've never done that, put this on pause and receive Jesus Christ. Just ask Him into your heart. Just ask Him to be yours and to come to you, and to, because He's the answer to sin, addiction. He's the answer to eternal life. He's the answer to divine healing and blessing your life. But we need to give it all to Him. We need to receive Jesus Christ and be born again. Now, when you do receive Christ, there's nothing you have to do. He accepts you just as you are with any sin you have. And then later, He works with to help you remove and walk away from that sin. So really, it's an effortless endeavor to receive Jesus Christ. It's all grace. It's all a free gift on His part, giving it to you, a free gift of grace, and you do nothing. He doesn't make you jump any hoops. You receive Jesus effortlessly, and you're born again in an instant. So remember, be born again, receive Jesus Christ, and you're on your first step to getting addiction removed from your life. Now, if you've been born again a long time and you still find yourself in deep addictions, what I have to say to you is that you're wounded. And you need the healing that only Jesus Christ and the Word of God can give you. And when I say the Word of God, I mean the Rhema word, divine revelation of the Word of God. The mysteries of the kingdom that Jesus talked about that are hidden from the world but revealed to babes. We have many secrets and mysteries that we reveal to you in our Bible study course on removing addictions. And you can purchase that from us. I'm going to go into a few keys for you right now. I'm going to start here and talk to you for a little bit about Psalms 8. Let me turn there. Bear with me. Psalms 8. It's a wonderful scripture. Psalms 8, verse 4 and 5. I'm in the New King James Version. What is man that you are mindful of him, and the son of man that you visit him? You have made him a little lower than the angels, and you have crowned him with glory and honor. You have made him to have dominion over the works of your hands. You have put all things under his feet. And I'm focusing in on this verse 5, where it says, you have crowned him with glory and honor. You know, that's Adam and Eve. God crowned them with glory. If you study the Hebrew, He encircled them with His glory. God's glory, God wears His own glory and light like a suit. From His waist up to His waist down, God is covered in light. And He made man in His image to wear glory like a suit. And so man was covered with glory and filled with God's glory. And when man chose sin, he lost the glory of God. That's why he realized he was naked for the first time. So, although man used to be encircled with glory, becoming born again and receiving Jesus Christ brings the glory of God back into man's heart and into man's life. And then we manifest the glory in our righteous works and in loving our fellow man and in worship of God. And so the glory, Jesus brought glory back to mankind. And there's glory in the church. And you need to see that the opposite of glory is the degrading sinful life that Satan wants to take people into. And yet God wants to restore glory to you. So the first man was encircled with glory, and God is wanting to pour out His glory on your life and bring you back into close fellowship with Him, where you walk with Him in His glory. And I say that people are wounded, and most people don't know they're wounded. It comes from early childhood. It can come from father issues, not knowing one's father or having a too stern of a father. But basically, a person's self-esteem was injured. Their psyche, their inward thinking was injured, and they're wounded in life, and they are trying to find their way, and they don't know who they are or what they're here for. And this wounding is in all different degrees, and so are addictions. Addictions are in all different degrees. This wounding creates a way of sin in a person's life, which is not exactly the same as sin. You see, sin can be repented of, but a way of sin is like a tree that produces the fruit of sin. So you can repent of sin, but it's hard to repent of a way of sin. The way of sin must be healed out of you by God. This can happen to you by word study, divine revelation. That's exactly our process in our Bible study course for overcoming addictions, is to help you walk out of your addictions. And by the way, I've known people that have gone to 12-step programs for 10, 15, 20 years, and they're still fighting with their addictions. And what we're saying is that, no, you can walk out of your addiction effortlessly. Effortlessly. Think about this. The help from God with your addiction is His grace. It's a free gift. It should be no harder for you than the day you received Jesus Christ. And that when you receive Christ effortlessly. You just became a new creature, and you had a great burden lifted off of you. And, you know, God's commandments are not burdensome. He says to love your neighbor and love your Lord with all your heart, and love your neighbor as yourself. There's three parties right there. Love God, love your neighbor, and love yourself. His command is to love yourself. He recreates you in His image as a love being, and now you have the capability and the ease to love, because love flows out of your heart. The love of God is shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Spirit. So you have this ability to love, and it flows out of you, and now you can love yourself, and you're really too good to be destroying your body with addictive habits and behaviors. You're really too good for that. You are one of God's property. You belong to God. He loves you, and I love you. We love you at Whitefields Ministries. We have poured out ourselves for the last 20 years with healing, study, revelation, addiction helps, things like this, to get the point, to get the power and the anointing, and to get the word teachings to help you see that God loves you. And He loves you with all that is within Himself, and so do we at Whitefields Ministries. And you have a destiny. You have a destiny now. You're like David, the boy David, when you wrestle with that addiction, coming up against Goliath. And he picked up 5 stones, and he put them in his little satchel, and he took 1 stone and put it in his sling. And that stone is the Word of God for you. And that sling and the ability to wield it is the power of the Holy Spirit. And he lets that stone go and takes the giant out by hitting him right on the mark, right in the forehead. And what I'm saying to you is, you need to take down your Goliath now. You need to walk away from that addiction now. You need to... this enemy you will see no more forever. That's what they said about the Egyptians to the Israelites when they went through the Red Sea. And so you need to see that God has given you the ability and the power to defeat this addiction in your life effortlessly. Why is it effortless? Because it's a free gift of the grace of God flowing into your heart. Do you need teaching? Yes. Do you need to labor in the Word? See, God doesn't want us to fight the flesh and struggle with the flesh. He wants us to labor in the Word. If you're going to put out effort to get the Word of God in you and to study the Word. And then when you fight and when you come against the flesh, you knock it out effortlessly in the Spirit. And by the Spirit. It's not by might nor by power, but by my Spirit, saith the Lord. I want to take you right now to Hebrews chapter 2, and I want to show you a major root of addiction. And we're almost done here, so bear with me. But you really need to see this, that there's the major root of addiction in all people, and all addictions go back to this one thing. And it says here in Hebrews chapter 2, inasmuch then as the children had partaken, verse 14, had partaken of flesh and blood, he himself likewise shared in the same, that through death he might destroy him who had the power of death, that is, the devil, and release those who were through fear of death, were all their lifetime subject to bondage. Now, you need to see this, that the bondages that we suffer from all of our life are brought on to us by the fear of death. I don't mean exactly the fear of death, the type of death where you go in a coffin and are buried in the ground. I don't mean that kind of death. I mean when a baby cries because it's got hunger gnawing in its stomach, that baby is in the fear of death. Because hunger, advancing hunger, brings death. When somebody is addicted to something, and it's maybe a substance like alcohol or drugs, and they're withdrawing and they need a fix, they feel they need that fix because they're in the fear of death for what will happen to their body if they don't receive it. Now, this is in all degrees too. It can be very slight or it can be very major in a person's life. But going back to that refrigerator every half hour, this time it's the cookies, next time it's the ice cream, after that it's the soda pop. You know, when you go back and back and back and back to that refrigerator, you're doing that through the fear of death. What is the fear? The fear of death is far broader than just be a dying, where you go to a morgue. The fear of death is far broader than that. The fear of death is fearing to be with yourself, fearing those dark thoughts that come to you. And what you do is you want to medicate yourself, you want to soothe yourself, so it's time for some more food, more ice cream, more cigarettes, and whatever the addiction is, more pornography, or whatever the addiction is. That is soothing something in you. Now listen to a comment Jesus made. He said, my peace I give unto you, but it is not the peace that the world gives, but it's my peace. My peace I give unto you. You know, Jesus is the Prince of Peace. So, if you have the peace of Jesus Christ, you're going to be free from needing to placate and medicate the fear of death that's in you. And this can be, again, at all different levels. It's usually a subconscious fear that you are unaware of, but it's a nagging part of your brain and your mind that says you need something to give you peace. If it's myself suffering from addiction, I would say, Greg, you need something, and you need to go get it now to give you peace. Go eat something, go do this, go do that. You need it to give you peace. You know what? Jesus says, I don't give the peace that the world gives, I give you my peace. What is the peace that the world gives? Substance and addictions and overeating, licentiousness, drunkenness. And you see my list on my webpage of some of the things that we're trying to help people with. Is Jesus says, my peace I give unto you. It's not the peace that the world gives. So Jesus will give you his peace. There's also a faith issue in walking out of your addiction. You know, faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. And so if you get in and start studying our teachings on removing addictions, you're going to build your faith, because we share Scripture after Scripture after Scripture. We are a major discipling program. You know, we are also evangelistic, but when you get people in and have them receive Christ, they need to be discipled. So we bring them into the knowledge of the Holy Spirit and the love of God and the Word of God and divine revelation. And we show them how to walk from point A to point B and walk out of their sin and walk out of their emotional baggage. We actually do a two-day seminar on their healing of soul issues. and father issues and family issues and family curses. We actually do that. We have a two-day seminar that we produce, my wife and I, at Whitefields Ministries. We do a men's retreat every year, and every year we do this two-day seminar in this men's retreat. We do this on invitation. We do this where it's ever it's needed or wanted. We've already presented this on television in the past. So we do this, and you need to see that to walk away from your addiction, you need to be healed by God. To walk away from your addiction, you need to be healed by God. I was studying in Isaiah 53, the substitutionary chapter of divine healing. And surely He has borne our griefs and carried our sorrows. And you know, it's said there that He received stripes, and by His stripes we are healed. But He was wounded for our transgressions, it says. He was bruised for our iniquities. You know, the Holy Spirit one day led me to go to the Concordance and study out the word bruised. So I looked it up, and I found out that one of the many varied meanings of the word bruised is stripes. So Jesus received stripes for our sins and iniquities, our ways of sin, so that we not only could be forgiven them, but we could also be healed of them, because by His stripes we are healed. So people with deep addictions do not know, if they have received Christ, that they already have the divine healing in them of that addiction. We just help you unveil it at Whitefields Ministries in our teachings. So in Hebrews 2, we showed you here that Jesus releases those who through the fear of death are all their lifetime subject to bondage. There is the major root of addiction, is the fear of death. However, perfect love casts out fear. That's found in 1 John 4, 17 to 18. In fact, I'm going to turn there just for your benefit, just so you can get the full import of that word there. 1 John 4, 17 to 18. If you were following with me in your own Bible, that would even be better. But first, you know, put it on pause, go get your Bible. 1 John 4, 17 to 18. Love has been perfected among us in this, that we may have boldness in the day of judgment, because as He is, so are we in this world. There is no fear in love, but perfect love casts out fear, because fear involves torment. But he who fears has not been made perfect in love. You know what? Fear does involve torment, and there's nothing more tormenting than an addiction that makes us loathe ourselves. But perfect love casts out fear. You need to learn how to receive the love of God and let it just sweep over you in waves. Right now, just sitting at your computer, let the Holy Spirit flow through you in waves. Let the love of God flow through you. Perfect love casts out fear. Perfect love casts out fear. God's perfect love is coming to you right now. Through my words, through the Spirit of God in me, I announce to you His love. I announce to you His redeeming, healing love. And I speak healing over your heart and your life and your soul and the things you've been traumatized about in life and what you grew up under and the family situation you had as a child. I speak His love. His love was there then for you as you were going through it. And His love is here now for you as it's being pointed out to you. And this is kind of like lancing a boil here, is what we're doing right now, is let the poison flow out now. And in the coming days, after you've listened to me here, let the knowledge of it come back, that it's effortless grace to you to walk away from an addiction through being healed in your very wounded soul. And letting God heal that wound, His bruises healed your iniquities and your sinful ways. And by His stripes you are healed. And healing now is flowing into you and through you. this is going to be do such a work in you that you're going to be able to teach our message. You're going to be able to teach the walking out of addictions to people. You know, people are always talking about revival, and I love it. I love revival talk. But judgment begins in the house of the Lord, and people need to walk out of their addictions. People need to, you know, I heard a great man of God say once that when you finally walk out of your last addiction, you are ready for your future fulfilled destiny. And I firmly believe that, you know, don't have any other gods before God, the first commandment. And don't let an addiction be your God. Dethrone it. Dethrone it today. I hope I've motivated you. Let's take out that Goliath in your life with a rock, with a stone in the forehead, and knock it out and kill it and cut off its head and feed its body to the birds. Let's do that. That's what David did. And that giant was in the way of David's destiny. And the giant you face in your addiction is in the way of your destiny. And so before, you know, some people, it seems like people only walk away from their addictions when they get caught or when they it ruins their life and a spouse threatens to leave them, or when they can commit some act of negligence like a car wreck or DUIs or legal and the authorities come against them. Why does it have to come to that? Let's get you free now. Whom the Son sets free is free indeed. I just wanted you to get a taste of how we deal with addiction and how we use the Word of God to come against addiction. And, you know, I've seen people in 12-step programs and then they come under our teaching and they're free. And they go, I don't know where you've been all my life, but what I struggled with 15 years, you set me free right here and now in your meeting, in your Bible study, Greg. It's over. I'm done. I walk away. God bless you. Father, I just speak enlightenment and power and Holy Spirit anointing and healing in every person in the sound of my voice on this recording. In Jesus' holy name, amen.